How do you do? This is Bridget Thumb with KXEI Community Media.
We're getting ready for episode 6. If you're just now tuning in and you've never heard the show before, well, let me give you a quick introduction. We're getting to know some really cool people. There's Amber Frame, Josiah Osego, Rachel Hoblett, Stephanie Ings, Fred Ronstadt, Michael Wells, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, and Elijah Thumb. And they all, like, you know, they answer my questions, which is so cool. Episode 6 is going to start out with Fred. The question is, what makes you strong?
Well, first of all, you say, what makes you strong? Okay, well, eating a healthy diet and working out makes you strong, physically strong.
Yes.
Emotionally strong. I think the life that I've experienced, the examples, the human beings in my life that provided examples of how to live and behave have made me strong. Facing challenges, I think, makes one strong. Personally, in my life, seeing people who I love and respect go through challenges and how they go through those challenges have really provided me with the strength to do the same. You know, having healthy role models has allowed me to feel that I have the strength to get out of bed and do the things I need to do. You know, in the realm of social, emotional, I think it's really the people around me make me feel strong.
Hey, Amber Frame. What makes you strong?
My community. The support and encouragement of my family and my friends and my partner. And I feel strong when I feel supported and when I feel encouraged. I'm really lucky to have a lot of people in my life who provide that for me, and I'm eternally grateful for it. With that support and with that encouragement, I feel empowered to live my life in such a way that makes me happy and feels authentic to what I want. That's what it's all about. That helps me feel strong.
You know, for me, like, I don't know exactly how I would approach answering that question, and yet here I am with the audacity to ask it.
No, that's great.
Because it's like all the trauma, all the sadness, pain, heartbreak, all the disappointment, ridiculous expectations, letdowns, and whatever things that have happened in my life. I feel like those things have made me strong because you survived it. You got through it. Here you are, you know, and that's one of those things where it's like, well, I've seen some stuff and I'm pretty sure I can handle whatever happens next. I'm not really afraid to face things that might be, you know, I feel like it's made me braver when you're afraid, but you do it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I know that this could go wrong. I'm going to just go for it. If it goes wrong, I've got community. I've got people to support me. I'll be fine. Like, you know, I'm loved and everything's going to be just fine. It's not the end of the world if I fail.
Exactly. I can try this thing. And if I fail, it won't affect the love that my people have for me.
Mm.
And that's huge.
Unconditional love.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's what it's all about.
But yeah, I definitely feel like doing things that I'm afraid of makes me feel strong.
Yeah.
Because even if it doesn't work out, you still did that. And that's one more thing that you know now that you're capable of doing.
So like the first time you ever did stand-up comedy? Yeah?
Absolutely. The first time that I did stand-up comedy, I wasn't sure that I would survive, literally, physically survive. I didn't know if it was possible for a person's heart to beat that fast and that hard for that long and actually survive the experience.
Hello, adrenaline. Hello, cortisol.
Exactly. And they kept me going and I did it. And after that, it was never my first time again.
There you go. There you go. That's what we're here for. Experience that stuff.
Heck yeah.
Josiah, what makes you strong?
Oy. Again, taking a look at not necessarily the failures that I overcame, but even the failures that led to more failures. And just kind of knowing that there were times in my life that I survived myself helps me to feel strong. As I continue to grow, you know, taking a look at times where my life, you know, was lacking some sort of inspiration. Nowadays, I can go through different phases of development and just constantly reminding myself that I continue to have things that I think that I need, but I don't necessarily need. I'll use a word that I used earlier, was just empowered. Just reminding myself that I more than likely have everything that I need right now, as I did during these times of failure.
Yes, it's like you have the confidence of your experience to help keep you strong, knowing that you're going to be good, you're going to be okay. There's a certain strength in just feeling safe. Let's ask Michael Wells. It's just such a weird question. What makes you strong?
Well, it's a good question. It's an interesting question. Well, I get strength from a lot of different things. You know, I have a lot of patience. I'm a very patient person. So to me, that's a form of strength. And it's just sort of innately a part of me. I think I have a good mind that's perceptive and sees into things. And that's a source of strength. So there's like kind of like these natural attributes which contribute to strength. I get a lot of strength from people in my life. Quite a few years ago, I went to Italy to build these large cardboard sculptures. And I didn't really have enough money to make the trip at the time. So I held a little fundraiser called the Cardboard Ball. And I also did a little GoFundMe campaign. And a lot of people contributed, you know, a little bit of money, but it was really nice knowing like I had the support of my community. And like when I was working on these sculptures, it was a lot of work. It was really hard. I could think back to those people making, you know, their small contribution. And I knew all these people. They're all part of my community. So just knowing that like my community had my back, that gave me a lot of strength to just like, okay, I'm really tired and I just want to go to bed right now, but I'm going to put in an extra hour because they showed me a lot of love and I'm going to give them some love back. And this is how I'm going to do it. I get a lot of strength from other people. When you get some love and you get some friendship and you get some things like that, it's uplifting and it makes you a better person, I think. A lot of my strength comes from kind of that external source, just having community, having people around me that I like, and knowing that they like me and they care about me. That gives me a lot of kind of foundational strength. I also think I have a lot of internal strengths, but I also have some weaknesses, you know, so it's, I don't know, it balances out there. I understand what I'm good at. That's also kind of a strength, like, I know that I'm not ever going to be an accountant, right? I'm not organized. I'm not going to be a good businessman ever in my life. I'm just not that kind of person. That gives me kind of the foresight to acknowledge it, my weaknesses, which allows me to kind of navigate more confidently, I guess. You know, and also just like, I'm out there and I want to make my community a better place to live, and I want my friends' lives to be better. So like, that's also kind of a source of strength, I think.
You believe in what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not always. You always have doubts, right? I like people a lot and I want to see us do better. That can give you strength. We see a lot of things about institutional racism right now in our world. A lot of these things I never knew about. That could be hard to face. Like, oh, wow, you know, maybe I have contributed to these sort of things or unknowingly, you know, but I'm certainly benefiting from a system. It's hard to face, but it also kind of is a source of strength because, you know, I want everyone to kind of lift each other up here. So I think to do that, you have to be an example. you know, mm-hmm. it's sort of lead by example, I guess.
It's like Fannie Lou Hamer said, nobody's free until everybody's free.
Yeah, like, I feel that very deeply.
Rachel,
yes.
What makes you strong?
Well, one of the things that really makes me feel strong is knowing that all of the bullying that I endured for being the band geek in high school means that now I am the coolest person and the bullies now want to be my friend. But what makes me feel strong about this is that I have the power to not have to forgive them. That's a really powerful feeling. It makes me feel quite strong because there is a certain amount of strength and power in being able to sit there and be like, no, you don't deserve to know who I am now, to be in my circle anymore.
Well, you don't have permission.
You don't have, yeah.
Having boundaries, yes. Basically, yes. Makes us strong because it protects our power.
Exactly. And I think as a woman, we're always afraid to wield that power, I think, in situations like this.
Oh, yeah. Or to disappoint someone.
Absolutely. There's something in your subconscious that's just like, well, I always want to be a helper. I want to be the person that needs to be relied on. It's just like, well, no. It's okay to step back and be like, no. I don't need to do this. That's strength.
During our experience in remote production, you truly were like one of my heroes. So talk about, yeah, we had some moments.
I know. I was there for all of that. And I believe in what we do. It was the knight in shining armor moment for me.
No. Yeah. We it's came like, oh, to slay.
Yeah, I did not come to play. I came to slay.
We slayed lots of dragons.
We slayed lots of, a lot. Yes.
I felt like the whole spirit of teamwork was just so beautiful that it really did override the intense stress of it.
Yes.
I mean, I know that there were a few moments where it was just like any message on Slack or any like little funny emoji, it was so amplified, this feeling of camaraderie and teamwork. I always felt like we're on a surfboard.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, here comes another wave. Everybody hang on. Here comes another one. We were all so in it together and we still are.
Yes. But
definitely shared hardships make us stronger. They strengthen our friendships and our relationships, and they strengthen our resolve in what we're doing.
Yes.
Elijah Thumb, what makes you strong?
What makes me strong? Oh, I don't know. Like, there are things that happened in my life. The fact that I've been able to, like, sit down and, like, not think about it from a first-person perspective, opening, like, the lens and, like, backing it up, like, in the third person, like, wow, this isn't as big of a deal as I'm making it. Like, I think that makes me strong a little bit. Like, me being able to...
Zoom out. Yeah.
Yes. Being able to back up out of a situation and, like, truly grasp what it means, not only to me, but to everyone involved, things make sense. Things like line up like an equation. There are so many factors that drag in to like a situation, the amount of sleep they got, anything like that. That ability to just understand what's happening, I'd say it's empowering to me.
You know, the best thing in the world is clarity, right?
Exactly. I feel strong like that. Crystal reflections. But I don't really know how to define strength. It's like a very, like, it's a blanket term for, like, how you experience and live life. And, like, you can be physically strong, emotionally strong. Like, there's lots of different ways to, like, label it.
A lot of times... your strength can be in your ability to hold back.
True. Yeah.
Like self-control can be a form of strength. Yeah. Or waking up in the morning when you don't want to. That's a way that you could be stronger. Sorry.
True.
I gotta stop treating you like my son.
No, it's fine.
Treating you like a guest.
It's fine. I like this.
Respect to you. Respect to you. There's so many different ways that you can define strengths, like you said. I feel like it's the things that you do that show you who you are. But the trick is you only know what you know.
True.
So you're like, all your knowledge is all based on you. So that's the rub. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Well said.
Stephanie Ings, what makes you strong?
What makes me strong? My mistakes. Like, the more I make mistakes in life and the more I'm honest with myself, which is, you know, not necessarily, but I think, you know, being honest with yourself and connected to the mistakes that you make makes me stronger. And it's not necessarily like a regret, but it's just kind of confronting the mistakes and trying to learn from them and trying to grow and be better, whether it's a failure or just a bump in the road or a restart.
All of those life experiences kind of help to enrich the soil that we grow in.
Absolutely. And patience, I think there's strength in patience. Not everything's going to happen all at the same time.
Everything needs time to become. When I'm trying to exercise strength, it's usually like control, you know, holding back.
Oh my God, same. Oh my God. Yeah, letting go of the things that you can't control.
Yeah.
And worrying about other things.
But also just like controlling yourself. Like, I tend to rush into things, you know, where it's like, it's so much nicer if you give things time to do what they're going to do naturally and not interfere so much. Because when we try to control things, we throw the balance off of its natural, it's taking its time. It's going to happen, like you were saying. So sometimes it's just all the strength I can do to just hold back and not interfere.
Yeah, sometimes the control is what will set something out of balance when it was going to happen eventually anyway. I definitely agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, that's a big lesson that is slowly revealing itself as our teenagers are becoming adults. They all, in their own way, have gone through like their own little cocoons where they go through a period of intense, like, you know, don't bother me. And then they emerge when they're ready. And then when they do, it's just like, oh, look how beautiful you are. You've grown.
Oh my gosh. It's so true. Oh, and then, yeah, making space for that too. It's like, oh.
You know, like a willow tree will bend in the wind. I'm sure you've heard it before, this idea that, you know, like if you bend, you're stronger. You're more likely to survive the storms and the wind if you're able to be flexible and bend. It's
yeah.
Like, it's this idea of like strength from just like, you know, you're able to survive that because you were flexible. Mm-hmm. That was your form of strength. So you had strength in your, I don't know, flexibility, I guess. But it feels like I'm hunting in my brain for like a word, because it's not weak. It's not a weakness to say like, oh, you know what? I can accommodate that, or we can work with that, or yeah, that's not what I was expecting and that's not what I planned, but we're going to let that be what it is. That's actually a form of strength where,
yeah.
it's counterintuitive because you feel like if you're strong, it means you're in control and you're calling the shots. But really the strength that's within us is much quieter. Like, strength isn't yelling and screaming and booming around. It's more of a gentle thing, I think.
Yeah. You saying that made me think of a word, resilience. Like,
yes.
With buildings, like they build that resiliency into the building. So if the wind blows hard enough, it won't, you know, fall over. It, like, even something that's like, you know, tall and made out of steel and metal and concrete still has to be able to bend, kind of like your willow metaphor.
Yeah. Nadia Alvarez Mejia, you are a very resilient person.
So how do you do it? What makes you strong? What gives you strength?
That's a good question. When I came to Tucson, I have the dream to be a grad student and obtain a PhD. And now that I'm thinking about that time of my life, my husband also was a doctoral student and we were raising our oldest one. We started the PhD when he was 2 years old. I was the best student. I was like so concentrated in my goal. But then there was a situation as an immigrant. The visa that I have didn't allow me to apply for a full-time job. But I was so concentrated in that goal to obtain the degree that I was not worried about the other situation. I was very concentrated and feel very happy that I was working for that goal. I was so lucky to find a person that I worked in the university for 10 years. She was a mentor. She was my supervisor. She was so many things in my life. And she was kind of, I will say, like an angel for me. You know, I learned so much working with her, you know, and through that experience. I graduated from the PhD. She passed away. I was just concentrating work and, of course, in my family. Mm-hmm. And then there was one of those opportunities that came through email. That it's a big lesson. Even you think the opportunity is not for you, just read the email. I read it. And the first thing that I thought was about, you know, almost like seeing that mentor and almost hearing her voice saying, you have to do it. So I submit my application. I was selected as one of the Spanish Serving Institutions fellows in the U of A. And that changed my life. Since 2018 to who I am right now. You know, after that immigration journey and feels that disconnection with that community, with so many other things, now I'm back to the classroom. I'm getting ready to teach my first seminar. I was a professor in Mexico. Now I'm back to the classroom. I'm working in different initiatives to support not only Latinos, Latin American, Latinx students, but also other populations. And I'm very, very excited about that.
You're part of something much bigger.
Yes, the conclusion of this story is that there were two words. This happened to me pretty often. When I heard a lot certain words, I try not to use those words because I hear those words so much that I think if I use it, it feels more like a cliche and they lose the meaning that those words really have. Two words, resilient and empowerment. And I think those adjectives make me feel strong. For many years, I was trying to find who I am in this context. And you know what? The answer was inside myself.
Yes.
It was inside myself. I was trying to fix the way that I am. Now I can tell you it's that I didn't need to fix anything. If you are authentic, you can find your own place. A place that also it's not only good for you, but you can make a difference for others too.
If you're authentic, not only can you find your own place, but sometimes your own place finds you.
Yes, and I agree with you. I think many times our place is coming to us more than we are looking for that place, or we find that place.
Or what if our place is actually within ourselves, and our place is right here? What if our place is our strength, and it's there with you all the time? Super big thank yous for our guests, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, Elijah Thum, Stephanie Ings, Rachel Hoblett, Amber Frame, Michael Wells, and Fred Ronstadt. Also want to thank Golden Boots. Oh, thank you so much. And Iskra Valcheva for letting us use their music in the background of this program. Thank you for tuning in. This is KXCI Community Media's podcast called How Do You Do? And this is a podcast where we talk with 8 great folks and we get to know them a little bit more with each episode. If you would like to hear more episodes, well, go on over to kxci.org where you will find more episodes. It's always good, if this is the first time you joined us, it's always good to start with episode 1 so that you can kind of follow the yellow brick road with us. Yeah, thank you for your support, and we're looking into episode 7 next. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a secret. You'll find out soon.